Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by Charlie Dalton, and we're going to be talking about his upcoming exhibit at Gallery East titled Here and There, and we're excited to have you, Charlie, so thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're excited to show the community some of my rugs.
And let's talk about rugs. So When people typically think art galleries, handcrafted rugs aren't necessarily the first thing that jumps to mind, but it's one of those mediums I feel, especially around here, is kind of underexplored. So what made you get into making rugs?
Yeah, for sure. It's something that's, it's Southwest definitely has a rug tradition, but more in the Navajo or the Indian kind of throw rugs. My work is called traditional rug hooking. It predominantly comes from the Northeast and kind of the Nova Scotia area of Canada as well. So the appreciation of the art maybe isn't as big here as it is back east, but it really is something that's just fantastic and really something that's textual and something that you can really feel and. It's also something that is where you go into an art gallery and those are objects on a wall. I'm really making these utilitarian and I like them being on the floor and people actually opening their house to the piece of work on the ground and walking on it and have the, you know, dog hair kind of fall on it. So it becomes part of the family and I really like that aspect as well.
Yeah, so it's kind of like more of a practical art. I mean, it's something you can use. I mean, all art
for
is
sure.
Practical. I don't want to take away from any other medium, but yeah, I like that approach that you take to it. So what kind of inspired you to get into making rugs?
Yeah, so I'm by trade, I'm a Spanish teacher. I taught Spanish for 10 years in high school and taught 5 years in university. And so when I was teaching in Tennessee, I was falling in love with my now wife and was having dinner at her parents' house, and her mom is a very good traditional primitive rug hooker. And so she had these incredible geometric rugs on the floor when I would go over there for dinner. And at the same time, I was doodling and doing, I do kind of drawing and stuff like that as well. And I just kind of, in order to kind of get in her good graces, I kind of asked her to teach me what she was doing and how to do what I was doing with wool. And kind of that was 8.5 years ago, 9 years ago now. And that has now become my full-time job. And it has given me something that really connects me with my mother-in-law, which is really kind of awesome as well. You know, it has connected me to that side of the family. And on the same side, like my father built me the frame that I work on. So it's like, it's been a nice way to incorporate my family into what I'm doing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's great. It's a good way to can not only connect with people through art, but it gives you that opportunity to connect with your family, which is something that is always very important. Now, for people who might not know what rug hooking is, what does that kind of entail?
So what I'm doing is I'm taking wool strips and kind of hooking them like candy ribbon through a burlap backing. It's not necessarily burlap. Back in the turn of the century in the 1800s, they were using burlap old feed sacks and pulling old clothes through those things to create these rugs. So that utilitarian idea is very much a center point of what we're doing. But what I'm doing is I'm taking what looks like is a latch or like a hook. Some people kind of say that it looks like a crochet hook or maybe like a latch hook. It is a little bit different. It's almost just like a barbed fishing lure without the barb on it. And so I'm plunging that through this burlap or this linen is what I use. And I'm taking these wool strips. We call them worms in our world. And I'm taking those and I'm pulling them up and kind of placing them like candy ribbon. The wool fibers kind of lock them into place and so they don't go anywhere. So it's not very common that these things kind of pull apart.
And then let's talk about the gallery Here and There. Mm-hmm. Is there any piece in this gallery that you would consider your favorite? And if so, or if not, just in general, what was kind of the inspiration for this gallery?
Well, this last year, I have been creating a series of pieces that have been for a show in Sauter Village in Ohio that was in August. And so this has been a culmination of a year's worth of work. Favorite piece? I would just say maybe the body of this work. It came from a series of drawings I did a couple summers ago when I was visiting my parents back home in Kentucky. And it kind of shows an emotional release of energy, of color. And it really kind of shows throwing the rugs with kind of just the landscape that's behind us with the book cliffs. My wife is a sedimentologist, a geologist here in town. So a lot of that comes through in my work as well. But yeah, I wouldn't say I have a favorite, the last one that I've done.
Now, Charlie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, come on by. We'll be there Friday from, I think, 6 to 8. And yeah, come by and say hello. We'd love to see you.
Well, Charlie, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Charlie Dalton. We were talking about the upcoming Gallery East exhibit Here and There featuring his work. Now there is going to be a reception and an artist talk on Friday the 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. And this exhibit will be on display until September 27th at Gallery East on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.